This is Food for Faith, and I'm Father John O'Connor. Have you ever thought you're asking too much of God in prayer? Don't worry, you might find this thought encouraging. It's been a privilege for me this week to spend time as a member of the Anglican Roman Catholic Dialogue for Aotearoa, New Zealand. We meet a couple of times each year, and this group is brought together by the Anglican and the Catholic bishops of New Zealand to be in dialogue as we move towards unity. And it can very often seem as though there's great divisions between different Christian church communities, and we might even be led to think that some of these divisions are growing. But the remarkable thing about being at this gathering is that we see, those of us who are present there, the extraordinary degree of unity that we already have. One of the sayings that I often use at the group is, the deeper we go, the samer we are. Don't worry too much about the grammar there, but the deeper we go, the more that we find that we have very much in common, a great amount in common. And if we go right back to the core, right back to our relationship with Christ, we find we have really everything in common. And that really was the heart of our meeting this week, to focus on Christ. What is Christ calling us to? And we see already, and the theme of our gathering was a walking together, what we see already is that we are beginning to walk together more and more in many of the areas where we thought there was the greatest division. The Eucharist, authority, the place and the role of Mary in our church communities. So a wonderful experience for me to be a part of that. Focus together on Christ. At our meeting, of course, the gospel of one of those days of the meeting was the Our Father. And of course, we find that we can pray this prayer in common with all Christians, Our Father. And that word Our takes on a wonderful power when we are praying together. We are members of one family. We don't say my father. We don't say the father of the Anglicans or the father of the Catholics or the father of any other Christian denomination, but we are one family. And so we together pray Our. And today's gospel has really got me thinking about the meeting again and the depth of our search. There's a key word, and this is really all I want to focus on here, the key word in the gospel for today, and it's the word ask. Ask, and it will be given to you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be open to you. Well, all I'm going to suggest is that you just remember one word today, the word ask, because it's a mnemonic, isn't it? Ask, A, ask, and S, the S in ask, is search, and the K is the knock. Ask, search, and knock. This is so important in our relationship with God, because God does not force himself on us. He waits to be asked. And we need to ask, because when we articulate our need, when we articulate our desire, we become more deeply aware of what the desire is. We often surprise ourselves in the way in which we express the desire. And the second thing that happens when we ask is that we become more open to receiving. The child who asks for something in particular for Christmas, that's what the child is waiting for, waiting to see. So asking, it's important that we articulate our need to Jesus. And in asking, we open ourselves to receiving. We kind of go on high alert to receiving what we ask for. And that second word, search, is a very beautiful word. I remember a number of years ago, a little book called The Holy Longing by Ronald Rollheiser. Some of you may have read the book, but in the book he talks about the depth of our desire, our hunger, our yearning. What Rollheiser says is that there's in each of us a dis-ease, and so we are constantly searching. And in the same kind of way that we together in this ecumenical dialogue are searching together, that's the S word of the ask mnemonic, we are searching together, we're on this journey. So it's not so much about reaching the goal. We all know that we've looked for things or longed for things or yearned for things in our lives. But when those things have appeared, we have found what we're looking for, or the goal is achieved, we're happy for a little while, but then we quickly need something else. You see, we are made not to live in a goal on this earth. We're made for the search. We're made for the journey. We're made with this hunger and this desire built into us. And it's that hunger and desire that unites us, that brings us together. If we're all together and totally satisfied in every way, we really have no way of connecting with each other. But to be on a common search, a common yearning, a common longing with others is really a wonderful is wonderful unity. That's the S in the ask. And the K in ask is knock. Knock and the door will be opened. Well, I like the physicality of this word. Like, it's not just sitting completely still and expressing our desire in asking and searching, but the body gets involved. We're physical creatures. And so to actually knock is a physical way of expressing our desire, our hunger, and our yearning to God. So today my encouragement would be to focus on that word ask. Ask, search, and knock.